interviews going with the teams, and what do they want to know from you when you're talking to them about your background?
The interviews have been going well. Obviously, we addressed the elephant in the room first, which is the incident I got into last summer. And, I explained it to them. I tell them what happened, exactly what happened. I'm 100% truthful with them, and we move on and we talk ball from there.
What would you say is what you tell them about the incident? What is basically your thumbnail on it?
I tell them exactly what happened, and I think it's well documented. So, I tell them what happened that night, the whole story, and we get past that and we talk football.
Right. What kind of person do you want NFL teams to know you are? What you're about?
Oh, well, definitely, first of all, first and foremost, I wanted them to understand that I didn't want to let the incident define me as a person. No, that's not who I am as a man. And, I respect myself and I respect my family and and the university at the time. And all my teammates, I respect them way more than, ever let anything happen like that again. And, I put that past me and, definitely learn from it.
Cam, a four-year guy on the blind side, how open are you to playing it?
3 years.
I'm sorry. How open are you to playing it at right tackle?
I'm open to whatever teams need. If a team needs me to play right tackle or guard or center or it's whatever, I feel like that doesn't do anything but add value, ultimately, if you can play more than one position. I feel like that just adds value to you as a player.
What are your experiences there, high school practice, anything like that? I mean, what's the difficulty in making that switch, if asked?
I played a little right tackle in high school, left and right both, but I didn't have to do it in college. But, if that's what's asking me, then that's what I'm going to do.
Turning to guard at all?
No, I never
played. You said you'd be open to that, though?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it.
Yeah, how do you think your skills would translate to that position?
I don't know. I never played.
What would be the hardest adjustment going from left tackle to right tackle?
I'm not sure. I feel like it'd probably just be trying to flip everything in your mind. It'd probably just be the most difficult part. But, when you get past that and, you just – at the end of the day, it's football. You just got to get the feel for the position and just go with it from there.
Do you believe you're the top tackle in the – I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Do you believe you're the top tackle in this class, or does that even matter
Definitely.
To you?
Definitely. Next question.
Do you model your game after?
I watch a few pro guys. I don't really try to model my game after any guy. I just kind of pick and steal from a lot of pro guys. And I watch two or three. On a weekly basis, and I kind of see what they do, and I kind of try to incorporate that into what I do.
Have you been following the situation with Michael Orr in Carolina? He's still in the concussion protocol 6 months later. They need a left tackle.
No, I haven't been following.
What makes you the best tackle?
That's just what I believe. I believe from what I put on film from a consistent 3-year basis, the talent that I faced over the past 3 years from my from a 17, 18-year-old freshman, what I've done up until now. I think I've put it on film, and I don't have to really talk much more about it. I'm just trying to prove it now.
What was that experience like as a true freshman coming in and playing right away?
It was definitely a fun experience. It's obviously difficult making that jump from high school to college. I was an early enrollee guy, so I was able to get there a little early and go through spring training with my teammates, and they definitely helped me with the transition. And it's a tough transition, but it's a transition that I feel I made ultimately pretty well.
A lot of different style quarterback this year. How did that help round out your skill set, you think?
I'm not sure if it helped round out my skill set. I think it just added another dimension to the offense and just ultimately made us a little more difficult to defend because, that just adds another thing for the defense to have to worry about. And I don't know if it – it switched the blocking scheme up for us a little bit and we were able to do some different things, but I'm not sure if it helped round it, my skills out of me.
Alabama has obviously had a number of NFL guys come through this process. How much do you consult with them at all about what it's like to be?
Do you
ever consult the former Alabama guys who've gone to the combine?
Right, I just talked to Ryan Kelly yesterday, one of them. And he just gave me the rundown on how I need, what to expect from the combine. And, he gave me tips and pointers on, how to go about handling it, the process because, it can get strenuous and it can become a bit much. But, a lot of guys wish they can be here. You got to just realize, how blessed you are and just look to come here in the tech to come around.
Do you have a relationship with A'shaun Robinson at all?
I have a relationship with him. I haven't talked to him much lately, though.
Cam,
Cam, from an offensive tackle standpoint, what makes Jonathan Allen difficult to handle?
I think the most difficult thing to handle about John is, you see how, he's definitely not a small guy. He's a bigger guy. And but to be that big, he's extremely quick. He can do some things with his explosion, his off the ball explosion, his hand quickness, his first step, all that. And I think it may kind of like the way he jumps off the screen. It may kind of surprise you at times. But I think that's his biggest attribute. To be as big as he is, he's definitely really quick. He's a great player. Ultimately, I mean, it's obvious what he can do. I mean, his size, his length, his explosion. Just you put all that into one package, and it just calls for a great defensive end, a great football player.
You fared pretty well against him for 3 years. Do you consider those three A&M tapes three of your best tapes?
Definitely. If you go watch the tape, just go watch the tape.
How does he compare to Jonathan Allen?
I think they're two different type of players. Miles is a more long rangey, bendier type guy. John may be a more powerful, quick twitch, can play inside and both outside type of guy. They're different in their own separate ways.
Cam, there's some question about whether Garrett takes plays off. Do you detect that in any of your games?
I played against him for 3 years. It didn't ever seem like he took a play off to me. He always had a high motive, and I think that's another attribute of his skill set that just makes him so good. It's just he's always going 100 miles per hour. It feels like it at least. I'm not sure if that it may just be the competition brings the best out of you. I don't know. I tend to play well each and every week no matter who I'm going against. But I mean, if you're going against a guy, that is a great player. I think just you being a natural competitor, you kind of want to match what he's doing. And I think that ultimately just brings the best. It'll bring the best out of anybody, not just me.
Is it tough to get motivated every now and then when you're playing a lesser opponent, a lesser team?
No, I don't think so. When I was in college, Coach Saban always said that it's kind of human nature to kind of do that. But he did a great job of preparing us week in and week out for no matter who we were playing. And trying to have our energy level up and as high as it can be and having us ready to go and ready to play each week.
You got a lot of tape against guys that are already in the NFL, Joey Bosa, Shalik Calhoun, all these guys. How much do you think that helps you with scouts to have that much film against guys like that?
I always just say you just put on the tape. I don't want to talk about how I played against those guys too much. But you have said, since my freshman year, I've played against a lot of NFL guys. I feel like I fared pretty well against all those guys. But I just try to leave it all on the tape.
Cam, who's the guy that maybe gave you the most trouble outside of the Alabama roster, and why?
I can't name anybody on the team. When I said that. I don't know. Tennessee has a really good rusher. He can do some things, rush wise. He's a really good player. And obviously, A&M has a good rusher, two good rushers actually. But in the SEC, it's no really off week when it comes to facing great ends and great outside backers when it comes to rushing.
You feel like you should be the top tackle taken?
I can't really speak on who should be the first person taken, but I definitely feel like I'm the top tackle here.
Why'd you say that?
Just because that's how I feel.
Are you at all surprised that Myles Garrett's being mentioned by pretty much everyone as the number one overall pick, or did you see that in him?
I don't really pay attention to the rankings. When people do the mock drafts and all that stuff, because obviously they've been wrong and they're oftentimes wrong. So I don't pay attention to that much at all. So
if you're not paying attention to that, what are you paying attention to during this process?
Me getting better each and every day, day in and day out, preparing for the combine, preparing for my pro day, preparing for visits when it's that time, and focusing on myself, trying to become the best player I can become.
What can you do to be a better player? What aspect of the game would you like to see some improvement?
That's one thing I try to pride myself in. I don't want to have one skill set be overwhelmingly better than the other one. I try to have a very well-rounded game. And whether it's run game, pass game, or whatever, I want all that to be at a high level, and I want it all to be well-rounded.
Cam, back to Jonathan for a second. What strikes you about the way he's wired?
What do you mean by that?
Just the way he works, the way he practices, the way.
I mean, yeah, he definitely works. I mean, he's a guy that comes in day in and day out with the right mindset, you know, ready to go, ready to get guys better day in and day out. And that was actually the one player I went against every day in practice, almost every snap. So I feel like we did a great job of, you know, getting each other ready to go. Just kind of to the point to where Saturday's practices were honestly harder than Saturdays were.
What will you always remember about those practice battles?
We had some intense battles. I feel like that's the part that that the media doesn't really see. You know, all the work that we put in before we run out on the field on Saturdays. And, you know, we had a lot of fun, but we had a lot of intense battles, and we looked to get better day in and day out.
Cam, what do you think sets you apart from the other offensive staff?
I think that's kind of for the coaches to judge and to decide. I'm not really here to brag on myself too much.
You think you can play left tackle in this league?
Yes.
Cam, you were at Alabama for a long time. Were you ever able to make Nick Saban laugh once?
Yeah, I was. I think I was one of the guys that Saban liked a lot. We had a really good relationship. So I'm not gonna share any stories or too many stories or anything. That's confidential. But we had a really good relationship.
Cam, teams can obviously turn on the tape, but is there anything at the combine and the drills that you feel like you want to be able to show?
Every single thing, every single drill that I do, I want to dominate the drill. That's what I've been working for, you know, the past few weeks. That's what I've been preparing for. That's what I'm ready to do.
What kind of organization do you want to play for?
Honestly, it's whoever picks me, man. I'm it's not like college, not like recruiting where you pick which program you want to go to. I mean, wherever, you got to realize, I think it often kind of gets lost in how big of a deal it is to just be drafted. It's a lot of people that go undrafted and don't even have that opportunity to hear their name called, but I'm not really into choosing a team.
Have you met with the
Teams have definitely told me that they think I'm a left tackle, and teams have also asked me how versatile do I feel I am when it comes to playing different positions. But several teams have definitely told me I'm a left tackle.
Have you met with the Giants
while you're here? Not yet. I meet with them tonight, I think.
Have you met with the Broncos yet?
Yes, I meet with them tonight, I think.
Have you met with the Broncos?
I think that's tonight also.
Lions.
I think that's tonight also as well. I got a few tonight.
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cap. Thank you.